opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, and her assignment this morning was when she walked out the door at about 6 o'clock, was heading to the horse. 7:05, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. And I'm here. We're a team. Christina and Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
We had an office meeting yesterday, staff meeting, and Christina was just, came up some great ideas. You've just been sitting around watching this, waiting for that moment. So you did a great job yesterday.
Thank you. I'll try to do better.
Try to do better. You're doing really wonderful now. So we really appreciate you. So everybody knows now. Okay. Weather. You know, we have a tendency to say it's hot. Well, it is hot. It's going to be sunny and hot. And today it's going to be around 99, but this is where you have to embrace the embrace, as we used to say in Iraq or anywhere, Marines, embrace the suck. I mean, it sucks here, so embrace it. So it's 99. So what? If you're working outside, you just hydrate a lot. A lot of us work outside and you can't get away from it. So you hydrate, take breaks all the time, hydrate more, make sure you're taking care of yourself. But today it's only going to be 99. Let's take a look at Saturday and Sunday where it's going to be 112 and 113. Now, how do you protect yourself in this? Well, some people, you wear light clothing, maybe long sleeve clothing. If you sunburn, use your sunblock. But the biggest thing is drinking liquids. And that doesn't mean finish off a case of Coors Light or anything like that. No, it just means keep drinking water. That helps. Now, for your animals, if you're taking your animals for a walk, which many people do, put your hand on the concrete. See how hot it is. And if it's too hot for your hand, it's probably too hot for them. Maybe there's grass they can walk on. Take them up to the doggy parks up there by the Benton Airfield. Turn them loose out there. They just run and run and run with their buddies. But for goodness sakes, don't leave anything in the car. Don't leave anything in the car. 112 in about 15 minutes, or what they say, 15 minutes, it's like 140 in there if it's at 112. Nothing lives through that. So, the temperature drops about 20 degrees at night, but still. Anyway, just kind of a longer talk about weather, that it's here. And we can feel, we can go, oh, I can't stand it. Well, you can stand it. Like I said, embrace the suck. And the weather reports are brought to you by somebody who understands that term, Chuck Kinney and the Kinney family, who have Shasta Gas Propane. He was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Came home a little bit early because he was perforated. I shouldn't say that. He was injured over in Vietnam. Purple Heart recipient. It's a local business, locally owned, locally run. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other discounts there, too. They're just a great company, veteran-owned company. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And you're probably wondering why I'm just kind of going on like this. But today from 7 to 8 is going to be open line Monday or Tuesday from 7 to 8. 8 o'clock, we have Shasta Regional coming on. And my Turtle Bay people got swamped and they couldn't make it today. So today is open line, but let's talk about some of the things that are going on. Megan Rapinoe, retiring after 17 years. She's retiring this season. Now, you may not agree with her political beliefs. That's fine. I don't care. But what you have to do, which you don't have to do anything, but what I do is I surely admire her athletic triumphs that she's had. One of the best soccer players on a woman's national soccer team that's been the world champion several times. A Golden Boot winner, just she in 2019 in the big, in the world championships. She has been a tremendous, tremendous athlete in the world of women's soccer. Like I said, there's, she may take, she's openly gay and she's pushed that. And you may not agree with her political stances. Well, that's okay. You don't have to. But what you can do is admire the fact that from right here in Shasta County, Megan Rapinoe was probably one of the world's best women players. So, congratulations to Megan. I'm sure she's got something she's going to be doing after this. I can, whatever retired soccer stars do, commentator, who knows? Maybe she'll come back here to Shasta County and run for supervisor. Why not? Why not? Mainly because I don't think she, I think her life is much bigger now than that. Though I really would like to see her run for supervisor. That's just what we need. Christina, you're sitting there. Soccer's a lot bigger in Europe than it is here.
Of course it is. It's more popular. It's a whole culture, I'll say.
It is. I mean, did you, hear when people go out for football? See, football is a culture, too. They paint their faces and their bodies, and they go out to games. But they do that for... in Europe, for your football, and that's what soccer's called in Europe, football.
I also was a big fan when I was younger, and my dad used to be a owner of a football team in my city.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. In 1998, 1999, so it was really fun.
And that was fun. So did you, what was the name of the team?
It's called Skarpata. It's our mountains. We have our local mountains in Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
Carpathians Mountains. So our team calls, like, the mountains Carpata.
Oh, okay. Skarpata?
Yeah, like Carpathians.
It's Skarpata or Carpatha?
Carpatha.
Oh, okay. For the mountains there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. And he owned a football club?
Yes, he owned for, like, a few years.
Okay. But every town has... several clubs, right?
Of course, and it's like a big culture, and kids was like fighting between each other from protecting.
So, football fans in Europe have a tendency,
and
South America and Central America tend to be pretty much more. What can I say? Enthusiastic about their teams than we are watching football up here in the United States.
Yeah, like, we were having a culture that was called, like, football hooligans.
Hooligans?
Yeah. When kids was, like, wearing white shoes and Burberry, Fredberry, like, special...
hats?
Yeah, special hats. And, like, if they see somebody on the street in these white shoes...
Yeah.
They can take it off if you're not included in the team.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I was having an issue once like that.
You had to take your shoes off?
Yeah, my mom bought me really nice white shoes, and they thought that I'm included in some team, so I was not allowed to wear them just like that.
No, just like that. Take off those white shoes.
Yeah, they take me off, and I came back in my home in my socks. Mom was like, where's your shoes? Where's your new shoes?
Did they take your shoes?
Yeah, they took it.
They took your shoes. Well, it's better than punching you in the face, though.
Yeah, I agree. I just took them like, okay.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Who cares? Wear those shoes. Give me your shoes. Yep, here you go.
Exactly like that.
I've not heard of that before. So there's somebody over, there's people over in the Ukraine that have dozens of pairs of white shoes.
No, it was like just like a culture, and it was like a main sign. So if you're like in white with white exactly shoes, it means like you are in some exact team. So you're protecting your own.
Oh, you're protecting your team. Yeah. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. When I lived in Zagreb, in Croatia, they are pretty enthusiastic also about their football teams. And Croatia has played in the nationals, you know, the world championships a couple of times, but. They've got several teams in Zagreb, or a couple of teams in Zagreb. And, they were the same way. I mean, they'd be marching around, and there'd be fights in the bars and all these things. And I never went to one of their soccer games. I was invited to go several times to their soccer games, but I never ended up going.
It's really fun.
I should go to a European football game. Just to watch the crowd.
I really like how the fans sing on the...
Yeah, I mean, you see them. Or rugby down, you know, rugby in New Zealand or in Australia and South Africa and other countries. I mean, France, England. I mean, they get, you know, they're up there singing their songs, they're waving banners. I mean, it's pretty cool.
I was also reading news maybe last week that America starts to... grow in this industry as well.
Of course.
In the soccer. Also they're trying to buy some European football players, like really popular players, to learn and...
They're bringing in top talent to play. Yeah. Well, male soccer team plays to really big audiences. And considered... I believe soccer is growing in the United States for a simple reason: is parents are pulling their kids out of football and having to go to soccer because football is too much of a contact sport. And I said, have you ever watched a soccer game? You talk about contact out there, and people are getting run into, kicked, knees blown out.
Like you're not able to have a contact in soccer because you're not supposed to. You have a yellow ticket.
I know. My daughter get yellow tickets all the time, or my granddaughter get yellow tickets all the time. I've seen her run down the field kicking somebody in the feet. So, anyway, enough of that. We got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is just a great locally owned, locally operated jewelry store in town. It's a full service jewelry store. They've got the only watch repairman in the area. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry, they have just an outstanding selection of jewelry, ranging from Native American to estate type jewelry, consignment jewelry, all the regular stuff, you know, watches and, you know, all those things, but also specially designed pieces. They design them and build them there. And if you ever wanted to design a piece of jewelry, they'll help you with that, and then they'll build it right there for you. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, like I said, locally operated, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bond today. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is where I've been going to get my haircut for, gosh, what, 14, 15 years? Never had a bad haircut. They've been there for, what, 20, 30 years, probably been over 20, probably closer to 30 years, same spot. It's right, it's off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's a veteran-owned business. Of course, it's locally owned, locally operated. They work by appointments. You give them a call at 530-244-9478 and set up a time that's good for you. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and yes, it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, good people there. I went to see, Linda and I went yesterday. I just totally blew off the afternoon, and I forgot I had something I was supposed to do. But we went to see Sound of Freedom. Everybody, I mean, many, many people are talking about it. It is, it's made $40 million. It's got like a, I don't know, $10 million budget, and it made $40 million. It was filmed back in 2018, and it sat on the shelf. One of the large companies bought it, and then Disney bought it, and it just sat there on the shelf. They thought it wasn't going to be a make them any money, so another company bought the rights, Angel Company, based out of Utah, a couple brothers there. And there hasn't been like a ton of advertising for it, and it's all been kind of like word of mouth. And the movie is based on a true story. Now, when you hear that, it's based on a true story. There's things added to it that didn't happen, but the story itself of this guy named Tim Ballard is absolutely true. He worked for Homeland Security and had taken, had arrested over 288 pedophiles. And somebody asked him the question, one of his fellow officers, and this again is in the movie. He says, I can't do it anymore. I just can't do this anymore. And he said, how many of you arrested? 288. And he says, how many kids have you saved? And that was kind of the big one. So what he did was he went into, he rescued a child and the child who was being brought across the border from Mexico. Kid had been taken in Honduras, gone to, from Honduras to, Mexico where he was bought. And he's like, 8 years old. And his sister, who was 11 or 12, in the movie there, this woman who was and in real life, it was one of the ex-Miss Cardenas, said that, you know, brought him in for, they've got all this beauty and this talent and everything. We're going to do a photo session. Dad, you can't be here. And then just took them and several other kids. Okay, I'm not going to tell you more about the movie, but that's what started it. And it shows the network of moving these kids from, in this case, they were taken in Honduras and moved to, he was moved to Mexico. His sister was moved to Colombia. But it talks about sex trafficking of children. And it's a powerful movie. It's by no means overboard on, you know, Christian faith or anything. The only thing I think he said was, God doesn't make people for slavery. And which is kind of that's a powerful statement. And he's absolutely right. And again, it's a movie, so you've got to get in that. But the premise of the movie is sex trafficking and some of the statistics in it. How many kids are moved across the border? And I read an article about, you know, a lot of these kids that come across the border, they aren't met by their families. They're met by somebody, who says, I'm looking for this child. Or now the Biden administration will fly the children to somebody who says that they're a relative. But there's no proof that they're relatives. You know, is that a way of sex trafficking to happen? Well, I imagine so. And sex trafficking goes from, I mean, as repugnant as it is, as horrible as it is. I mean, they're babies. And then toddlers, and then 7 and 8 year olds, and then on up. I mean, you know, sex trafficking, you know, could be a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old. But anyway, the movie opened on July 4th, and beat out Indiana Jones at the and over the weekend it pulled in another bunch of money. I think it's playing on around 2,000 theaters. Well, it's playing at Cinemax. And it's been there for what now? Almost a week. And this was, we went to the 3 o'clock show. And the 3 o'clock show was sold out. And so we ended up getting seats down in the front, which I hate, but I wanted to see the movie. Place was full. So I said, well, what about tomorrow? Tomorrow's full. The next day was full. People have already bought their tickets for this show. I would recommend that you, as an individual, if you want to see just how horrible this is, I mean, I give it lip service. It's horrible. But when you look at it and you're looking it in the face, and they've got videos in there of kids being snatched. And, you know, some people will point out that most kids are groomed before they're turned into this. And Department of Justice in the United States Department of Justice has a chief of child exploitation and obscenity section, and he talks about child sex trafficking, which refers to the recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, obtaining, patronizing, or soliciting of a minor for the purpose of a commercial sex act. Anyway, it's playing at Cinemax. I found it really a moving movie. Is it totally everything that happened in the movie happened in real life? No. I mean, this guy, you know, the author and the guy behind this, you know, will tell you that, you know, because it is a movie. And but the underlying principle of sex trafficking, how it happens, how they're moved across the border, how, you know, these things that happen, and how many people are involved in this. I mean, if it wasn't making money, crime, you know, the criminals wouldn't be in it. And it's a billions and billions and billions of dollars of dollars are made off the bodies of these kids. It's really sad. And so what this leads me on then to do is to get into our own town here and talk about human trafficking in Shasta County, you know, and find the people here who have the statistics and know the statistics. We've had shows about child abuse and all these things, but what about sex trafficking? So that's going to be our next one of the things we need to do is see where that is in Shasta County. They just arrested three guys for having child pornography, and one of them, from according to the news story, was involved in it. Personally involved in it, so providing it in it and these things. So yeah, if nothing else, you should see it to get the feeling of what is happening, and then well, what can we do? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4444.
4504.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. It's 7:36 in the morning on the 11th of July, 7-11. The temperature is, gosh, around 70, let me see here, around 72. It is, like I said, it's one of those things that, it's going to be 112, 115 this weekend. So embrace it. Embrace it. Just take precautions. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, another local business run by local people, local board of directors. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business about 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy. 4 branches, one in Red Bluff, one in Red Bluff, 2 right here in town, and 1 in Anderson. And not only are they bankers, but they're also a sponsor for many local organizations and events, and they have a show here. In fact, that'll be tomorrow morning. Cornerstone Community Bank, and they highlight a different business every month. So, learn more at bankcornerstone.com. So, you go to the, when you go to the movies, do you go to the movies, Christina?
Of course I do.
Okay.
But I wish I'll have more time for that.
We all do. Do you ever eat popcorn while you're there?
Yes.
Of course, we all do. It's a guilty pleasure. Okay, so, you know, so you go to the, you go, you spend $20 to get in, and $20 on popcorn and a drink. So, you know, and it just seems like the thing to do. I don't eat the candy or anything like this, but we always get a large popcorn and share it. Popcorn, more than 17 billion quarts are consumed by Americans every year. And the global market was like $5.2 billion in 2021. Is it healthy or a guilty pleasure?
I still think it's better than chips.
Yeah, it's carbs. You got to look at it like this. It doesn't have a lot of nutritional value. It's not dense in calories. But if you eat too much of it, because it's popped, it goes straight to carbs. But here's the good thing. If you put butter on it, it slows that down. But, you know, downsize of popcorn, you can just keep eating it because it's light and fluffy and it doesn't feel like it's filling you up. So this nutritionist says, well, you know, if you want snacks, use carrots. They're dense and they fill you up. I don't see going to the movies and watching a movie eating carrots. It's got to be popcorn.
Unfortunately, we don't have that option to buy carrots in the store.
Well, no, and they don't like you to take in food like that. Anyway, okay, popcorn. This is open line for the rest of this until 8 o'clock. A lot of things going on around town, such as tomorrow. If I've got my dates right again. Yeah, tomorrow at Old City Hall, they're having a meeting for the general plan information sessions featuring a 30-minute interactive presentation with opportunities for attendees to ask questions and leave comments. The sessions will be from 5:15 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Tomorrow, July 12th at Old City Hall, on July 18th at the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers Clubhouse. It's a nice clubhouse. August 9th at the Reading School of the Arts, and August 23rd at the MLK Center. The Director of Development Services, Jeremy Pagan, encouraged all residents to attend a session. This will help shape what Reading looks like in 20 to 25 years. If you care about Reading's future, your input is necessary. The elements include community development and design. So we're going to be talking river. They're going to be talking river. What's going to happen on that riverfront property? Parks, trails, and recreation, economic development, transportation, public safety, public facilities and services, community health, wellness, environmental justice. Community health, wellness, environmental justice. Natural resources and noise. So if you want to have something to say about it and not later on go, well, wait a minute, who told them to do this? Well, it's people going to these meetings. So July 12th, tomorrow, at Old City Hall at 5:15. So there you go. And you can park all around the area. Not that there's a lot of parking. But I think I don't think you have to pay after, what, 6? 5? Okay. You remember when we were going through COVID? And they did away with bail. And nobody thought that was a good idea. DAs, sheriffs, police. Nobody thought that was a good idea except the people that wanted to do away with bail. Well, Los Angeles in May reinstated the zero bail policy. And of all people, rapper 50 Cent said L.A. is about to get out of control because of that. It had come to an end in August. However, due to a ruling in May, bail for a violation of misdemeanor probation may be set at zero. What it means is that many people arrested will be released immediately without having to pay bail. A similar policy, zero bail in Yolo, California, resulted in February of 2023, resulted in 163% more total crime and 200% more violent crime. And it was originally instituted because of the COVID. It was supposed to slow down the spread of COVID-19 in jails at the time. Now it's been adopted under the precept that bail system is unconstitutional. I find this so interesting, where we're taking people who have committed crimes and are arrested, and yet the judge can then say, well, zero bail when they come in there, or that it's just like a sweeping thing like this in L.A., where if they're arrested, they just get turned loose without anything. I mean, we arrest people here in town all the time, take them to jail, and they're released. Car theft, anything you can think of. But there's still bail is involved in many cases. With this one, it's just going to be a, now 50 Cent, who has had his run-ins with the law, has said, did they write, I had run-ins with the law? And he said, yes, he did. But he really believes, he lives down there. He believes it's going to be a problem. I just can't believe that people are still looking at things like, it seems like every month it's another thing. Take away the police dogs. Take away, add fees for people who, law-abiding citizens who want to buy ammunition or a rifle or a handgun. They just keep adding things on. And you see this thing happening where it's going to be, and then the one they had the other day we talked about, where they're going to look at race during sentencing. And if you come from a marginalized group, who has more people in jail, then you've got to look at that when you're sentencing people. So if you go in there and somebody, you know, of a different ethnic group goes in there, what they're saying is you two commit the same crime in the same background, that you could get more time than the other person. Now, where is that fair? And I think under the 14th Amendment that that's going to be challenged immediately if that comes through. But it's just something else where it's drawing lines that don't have to be drawn. I mean, you know, judges and everybody says, hey, look, I don't look at a person's race when I sentence them to jail. You know, you've got to treat everybody the same. That's the whole purpose of this. And people will tell you, well, that didn't happen. Well, it didn't happen in many cases. But to make it a part of a law that says you have to do that, yeah, I find it strange that we keep finding ways in California to just generally piss off people. All right, break time. And this portion of the show is brought to you by REU, Reading Electric Utility. If you're looking to buy an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of the vehicle and charging station, be it truck, car, or bicycle, if you qualify. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Tulum would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He is a crackerjack attorney. He is pugnacious. He's going to fight for you, and he's going to tell you the truth. He's going to help you. He's built his law firm for workers' compensation. It's the biggest one north of Sacramento. If you're not getting treatment, you need to give him a call. A lot of times, in many cases, it's not the employer. It's not your employer who would love to get you back to work. It's insurance companies. For some reasons, they're not performing maybe perhaps the way they should. That's why you need Patrick Gorman. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168, he's the one you'll talk to, and it's a free consultation. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. The reason we played that, Elton John said goodbye. He concluded his marathon farewell tour in Stockholm with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. That's a great song, too. He's retiring now, and that is the last concert he's going to give. So he sat down at approximately 8 p.m. to cheers in the Swedish capital, was opened up with Benny and the Jets. 76 years old, 5 Grammy Awards, 50 years, and nearly 4,600 performances worldwide. So, Elton John, turning it in. And do you ever listen to Elton John? Christina, you're younger. Was that one of the people that you listened to when you were growing up?
Of course, yeah, it's
really?
Like our classic.
Yeah, classic. When you get classic and Aretha Franklin, Neil Diamond, so many of these that are just classic artists, and they've all pretty much retired, the ones I grew up with. Maybe it's telling me something, too. Maybe I should retire. No, not so fast. But, you know, they made a movie about his life, and this is where it really gets weird out there. The movie was a big hit. I think the actor that portrayed Elton was nominated for an Academy Award, and there was blowback because he wasn't gay. They said a gay actor should have played Elton John, and Elton John said, no, he captured it perfectly. And so he kind of pushed back on that. So it was 76 years old, 4,600 performances, 5 Grammys, and everybody knew who Elton John was. So Elton John, last performance, last night. Okay. Different things that you see going on that in our world of sports, the if you remember this doctor that was found guilty of abusing the female gymnast. I don't know if you ever read about that, but he was found guilty of abusing female gymnasts. His name is Larry Nassar, and this is a doctor that was trusted by the U.S. Olympic Committee. And even though that many of the girls said that they felt like he was being invasive and had done things to them, nothing was done right away. When they finally did, they found out that he had sexually assaulted a number of female gymnasts, and he ends up getting a 175-year sentence. And he was caught also with possession of child pornography. Why am I bringing this up right now? Because when he was assaulted and stabbed in the floor of prison where he was serving his sentence as a result of an altercation with another prisoner, he was stabbed many times and is in serious condition right now. There is a, you know, I guess you have to kind of ask the police. And the next time we get the sheriff in here, which will be, I think, next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, I'll ask him about that. Do they have to isolate pedophiles and people who have had sexual, you know, child pornography from the rest of the population? Because it seems like there's, you know, as low down as many of these people are that are in jail for murder and all these other things that they do, it seems like a child molester or somebody that's got child pornography and things like this, they're in prison, that their life expectancy isn't that long, that they go after them specifically. So, and it's a shame that he was attacked, but it was a real shame that he had sexually assaulted so many of these young ladies while serving on the staff at Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics. So, what else do we have going on today? You know, I hate to keep bringing up... It seems like negative stuff here. It's got to be a good thing. I did talk about popcorn, though. In our record searchlight, which I get every day, they talked about when the Peter Fire burned the Tortoise Acres. I did not realize we had a tortoise sanctuary till after that fire hit. A year ago, they had to evacuate over 100 tortoises, along with 300 goats, dogs, parakeets, guinea fowl, steers, cows, horses, and ducks that lived on a 10-acre property in Anderson when the wildfire hit. A guy by the name of Ken Hoffman and his wife, Katie. Over 300 acres were burned during the Peter Fire. And they called for help, and people started showing up to help them move. They did lose five animals that day, including three tortoises. So what happened to them after that? They found they had they cleaned up their place from the fire retardant. They got all the underbrush out, and then they are making a comeback after a year. 18 species of tortoises are cared for at the sanctuary, including Burmese mountain tortoises. I can go on and on and on, but you get the idea. And large tortoises require enclosures measuring 100 by 36 feet, while smaller tortoises can get by with 5 to 15 feet. So they've got to build those things out there. And it was founded in 2015 to help rescue animals that were being sold or smuggled as part of the illegal drug trade. I'm trying to draw the parallel between that. So perhaps we can have people in charge of this Ken and Katie come on and talk about the tortoise sanctuary and what they need now. People buy tortoises. Oh, the sanctuary has rescued 1,500 tortoises from 45 different states. You don't think about that. Do you think about that? People having to rescue tortoises. Do you have a tortoise? No, it's a turtle. It's a large turtle. It's a land turtle, tortoise. They're huge. Some of them get really big. All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to come back. We've got Shasta Regional Medical Center sitting out there, and we're going to talk about all the new things that are happening out there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden in remarks at the NATO summit in Lithuania stressing NATO unity, says the alliance is stronger than ever in the face of Russia's aggression in Ukraine.
President Putin thinks the way he succeeds is to break NATO. Not going to do that.
Turkey is dropping its opposition to having Sweden join NATO. Ukraine would also like to get on board. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that will happen, just not yet.
As President Biden noted, bringing Ukraine into the alliance now here in Vilnius would bring NATO into war with Russia. Also, Ukraine has further steps to take along its reform path. But allies will send a united, positive signal on Ukraine's path to future membership in the alliance.
Now it's parts of New England, including Vermont and New Hampshire, experiencing severe flooding, the likes of which brought death and destruction to southeastern New York State. Cleanup just getting underway in New York's lower Hudson Valley, where a woman was killed while trying to escape the raging waters that were engulfing her home. Well, if you have your doubts about the upcoming presidential election, specifically how the votes are tallied, apparently, you're not alone.
Only 22% of Republicans who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they have high confidence that votes in the upcoming presidential election will be counted accurately. That compares to 71% of Democrats. Overall, the survey found that 44% of Americans have a great deal or quite a bit of confidence that the votes in the next presidential elections will be counted accurately. I'm Donna Warder.
Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher at the moment. The Dow is up 140 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 25, and the S&P 12 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Heavy rains across northern India have claimed at least 20 lives since the weekend.
There is no rain at the moment. In fact, the weather is clear at most places in the region, which has brought relief to people. But 3 days of incessant rainfall has left behind a trail of destruction in northern states of Punjab, Haryana, and Himachal Pradesh. Weather forecasters have warned heavy rains are expected to continue in the region for the next few days. More than 40 people are now known to have died in the past few days of heavy rains and flooding in northern India.
That's the BBC's Arvind Chabra. Iran state media says President Raisi did not depart on a three-nation tour to Africa as planned. Raisi was supposed to travel from Tehran this morning, but no Iranian news outlets reported him leaving the country. The country's media said repeatedly over the past week or so that the president had planned to visit Kenya, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. Townhall.com. One of the nation's iconic newspapers is doing away with sports.
The New York Times is getting rid of its sports department and will instead rely on sports coverage from its website, The Athletic, going forward. The move impacts more than 35 people in the sports department, according to a report on the company's website. Journalists on the sports desk will move to other roles in the New York Times newsroom. There are no plans for layoffs. The New York Times company announced early last year that it was buying The Athletic in effort to expand its audience of paying subscribers at a time when the newspaper print ads business continues to fade. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Amazon Prime Day is here, and once again, experts warn consumers of scams. Scams targeting online shoppers, often by impersonating companies like Amazon and other big retailers, are nothing new, but phishing attempts do increase amid busy spending that's seen during significant sales events. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. I'd rather you be a little bit late coming in than come in early. As we were talking about child pornography, and I was being really explicit about it, about what kind of lowlife would do this. So anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today, the 11th of July, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's running the show over there, and you're doing a great job. We talked about football in Europe and how it gets a little bit out of hand. Somebody stole her shoes because she was wearing white shoes. Well, the other team wears white shoes, so hooligans would come by and they took her shoes, her brand new shoes.
My mom was really mad.
Well, I guess so. Hey, let's look at the weather here. You know, in the military, you already heard me say this in the first hour, we have the saying, it's called embrace the suck. When it sucks, embrace it. And that way you get by. The weather here, so this is it's under an excessive heat watch, and it's just going to get a little bit worse. So today it's going to be about 99. It drops 20 degrees to around 30 degrees tonight, and tomorrow about 97. And, you know, it's going to be like that. But on this weekend, stand by, my friends. On Saturday, it's 113, and Sunday, 112, and Monday, about 107. So make sure you take care of yourself out there. Make sure you hydrate. Try to get yourself breaks out there. Don't leave anything in the car that you want to have alive for any length of time. This is going to be with us for the next 6 weeks or maybe even 7 weeks. So just embrace it and take care of yourself. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally operated company, a family owned company, that has been in the business, several decades, provide great service. It's a veteran owned business that has discounts for seniors and veterans and other payment plans that can cover anybody. That's only Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. So I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center and has been forever. It just seems like forever.
Good morning.
To you.
Probably to a lot of people.
And Dr. Jim Taggart.
Good morning.
Who runs the emergency room, but also has a another business that he has started that Linda swears by.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
Yeah. And she gets her, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, Casey.
Yeah.
I met your new physicians at a Colt 45 game.
That was a great evening. We had a lot of fun.
Did they have a good time?
They did. I have to say, I just was really proud to be a part of the community and see how just watching everybody embrace them and welcome them. It was, and my first time at one of those games, I definitely will be going back. It was pretty fun. So. They're making a nice transition.
It's a great evening. People, yeah. I talk about the heat, but the games don't start till 7:15.
Yeah.
The sun is down. You're sitting in the shade, and then you get the breeze off the river there.
Yeah.
And plus, you've got, you know, anything you can, you know, you have your hot dogs and hamburgers and popcorn and wine and beer. Yeah, and ice cream and snow cone. I mean, you got it all there. It's $6 to get in. We give away tickets all the time. I may give some tickets away today for the games.
Yeah, it was fun to be a part of.
It is fun to be part of it. But the big thing, too, is that what you said about – so do people come up and
– Yeah. I saw – I kind of stood and listened to – the response of the crowd and listen to a lot of members of the community talking to the physicians and welcoming them. And, you know, basically, I need a doctor, you know, where can I see you? And so we, you know,
I started lining up.
Yeah, it was, I just didn't expect that kind of a response, but it was overwhelming. It was great to see the community welcome them. And, the gentleman who runs the facility, the complex, I forgot his name.
Oh, Rick Bassetti.
Yeah, I got to meet him. Of course, I saw everything on the news about, you know, the Colt 45s and you know, his back and forth. I just hope he keeps doing it because he's doing a great service. It's a great community event consistently, so it's lots of fun.
It is. So, and you know, Rick's not getting any younger, so you have to ask yourself, what happens when Rick and his wife, Patty, who plays a huge part in that, too, what happens when they live?
And his daughter, I think she was keeping all the stats. That was I was sitting right behind her.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
Well, we, you know, of course we broadcast every game.
Sure.
And do we make money on this? No.
No.
But it's something that we like doing, and I've got a great announcer and my team here to do it. And so why would I continue to lose money on it? Well, it's because I think it's important for the community that, you know, we got a local baseball team during the summer. We, you know, and I tell you, because we stream the games, we get a lot of people out of state that listen to it because their kids are playing. Had a grandmother from Washington write me. She says, oh gosh, I just love it so much. Thank you so much. By the way, your announcer pronounces my grandson's first name wrong. Oh, so I told our announcer, and she was happy after that. So, anyway.
Yeah, so it's really nice to get them kind of acclimated to the community, and we spent that round of 2 weeks with them for orientation to get them settled into housing and, you know, just kind of welcoming, showing them around the community, and introductions to the medical staff. We had a couple of dinners and had the faculty and the rest of the medical staff come in and meet with them and mingle. And so they got off, they're off the ground and running as of July 5th. And, they're seeing patients in the hospital and, working in our clinics as well. So they do the afternoons in the clinics.
Now they're going to be working in other clinics around.
Right. Correct. Yeah. They'll be working in the VA, Shasta Community, as well, Shasta Community Health Center. We have a couple of other clinics that have expressed interest. So, we'll be talking to the Rancheria as well. And again, you know, we're not going to be able to hire all of them, but the objective is to get them into the community. And if, you know, a lot of those entities have student loan forgiveness, which is important to the residents as well. So as long as they're in the community, that's what matters to us.
It does. And the fact is the other thing is being welcomed like this.
Yeah.
You can't help but think maybe a few of them are going to want to start or want to live here at some point. And they're welcome like this. I was really happy to hear that. People coming up to them. When can I see you?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Now, these are all residents, right?
Correct.
So they don't have a specialty yet.
Not yet. No, okay. they're training in internal medicine.
Okay. Now, we're short of internal medicine doctors, aren't we?
Yeah, you want to take that one?
Yeah, we're very short. It can take weeks to months to find a primary care provider.
Well, and it was, I mean, one of the characteristics that really stresses how short of internal medicine, it was hard for us to come up with faculty, you know? I mean, because we have to have internal medicine physicians that are training them.
Yeah.
And so that, again, there's not many around, so we really need to address
that.
Now,
those are your GPs, right? Those are the ones that you go to see first.
Internists, internal medicine.
Yeah.
Your primary care providers.
So they, you go to them first, and then, you know, that's the one you see all the time. And then if you need to see a specialist, they'll put you out to a specialist.
Right.
And we're not doing, we don't have a huge number of different specialties here.
Well, that's another reason why we selected internal medicine over family practice, because internal medicine doctors, 80% maybe, I've heard 90, but 80% I think probably wind up going to do specialty training, like GI, cardiology, or, you know, or rheumatology, endocrinology, something like that, which are all short. We're just short on. We have no rheumatologists in town. Endocrinology one, and their office is closed to new patients. So we have we're also looking at. We got interviews this summer, this August with, we have one endocrinologist coming out to 2024 grad that we're looking to hire. And we have one rheumatologist as well. So,
Once
we,
fingers, huh?
I feel pretty good about it. We've had good interviews with them, but again, you know, 2024 is just around the corner. So if we can get those specialties integrated into the medical group, it's certainly going to be good for the community.
So I was wrong then. Internal medicine isn't the same thing as a GP.
Well, it's primary care. Yeah.
Primary care.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. General practitioner is just a generic term for those that provide primary care, whether it would be family practice internal medicine.
Right.
All right. So it is the same then.
Yeah,
okay.
And some of the specialists I've over the years have started kind of going back to doing primary care as well in their office while they may be practicing cardiology, or just because of the fact that there's just no primary care up here, so they've had to do that out of necessity.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We got to take a quick break here.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency. And I tell you, you cannot say that fast. On aging, they have a home fall prevention program. This is no cost to the people, for the people in the program, and the whole mission is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They'll put up grab rails, railings, people in this program to help people move easier through their homes and maybe protect them from having a fall that will take them away from their home. Give them a call at 530-842-1687 if you're interested in this, and talk to somebody there about how this program can really help you. And, again, it's no cost to the people in the program. We'll be right back.
Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I control them. Lord, heavens above, I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
People has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Right on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, it's a great place to get your car or truck washed. You go through the tunnel there, it comes out bright, clean, sparkling. Nice person on the other end with a big towel wipes you down. Wipes the car down, just to be clear, wipes the car or truck down. It's just a great place to get your hair, your haircut or your car washed. Not your haircut, your car washed or truck. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's, today is the 11th of July, 21 in the morning, and it's about, 74 degrees out there. And the reason I'm kind of being a little bit slower here than usual, which is hard for people to tell, is I'm getting my blood tested today. So I've been fasting for, at this point, 14 hours. The only thing I've had is black coffee. And I hope they tell me that. They told me that's okay to drink black coffee. So I've just been pouring that stuff down me. Anyway, good morning. I'm here with...
You're going to crash later.
I hope so. Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Jim Taggart, heads up the emergency room, but also has his other company, or his other medical group is...
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
Yep. Okay.
And I partnered with Dr. Zariello and Ron Poley to provide... psychiatric care for patients with severe depression and PTSD.
Oh, really? Okay.
So
that's new, isn't it?
No.
It
started off as providing ketamine for patients with severe depression, and then I've added other services like TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, also for unipolar severe depression.
Now, ketamine is not new.
No, it's been used since 2003. So it's been around. It's interesting. It's just over the last, I think, couple of years really started to hit the front pages and mainstream media.
Well, what does ketamine do?
Ketamine is an anesthetic, analgesic that's been used for decades. And what has been found with the research is that it improves depression and relatively quickly, especially suicidal ideations. People that are suicidal, you know, after one infusion, we can have their suicidality resolved. at least temporarily.
Is this infusion, so it's like a, I mean, it's a drip that goes into them for...
Yeah, it's an infusion, IV, we place an IV, we do cardiac monitoring while they have their infusion over an hour, and then they recover, usually about a half hour, and then by the time they're leaving the clinic, the medication is already out of their system and it's been metabolized, but the effects are long-lasting.
Wow. You talked about this before, but I didn't remember that part where... Now, do they go to sleep while they're there because it's
it will sedate them and we'll put them in a dissociative state so they may have out-of-body experiences. A psychedelic, so it may cause hallucinations and out of body experience.
Well, how does that work then? I mean,
is this part of the side effects? Yeah, of the medication during the infusion. Once the infusion's over, those symptoms, shall we say, or those side effects resolve and go away.
For people with PTSD, you know, let's just say. And PTSD can be caused by anything, as we know. It's not just war, it's other things. Do they relive any of this during this?
They do, but they're able to manage and cope with those memories and those feelings that they have associated with those memories.
And the body completely assimilates it, and then it's when they leave, there's no after effects or anything like that, except that they are feeling much better.
Generally, most all of the people after our infusions feel better, yes. And it's really rare to see someone that's walking out that did not have a good experience.
Wow. So.
And then we give multiple infusions over 6 weeks, and the hard part is, or really the, there isn't any, right now, way to identify who will respond and who does not. Most people do respond. The key question is who will have remission, you know, whose depression will resolve. And a lot of people will have resolution of their depression or PTSD or a significant improvement, but the length of time in which that response lasts is the question. You know, mm-hmm. Some people come in for boosters, you know, a month or 3 months or 4 months later. Some have not required any, you know, boosters.
And this helps with people with depression.
Depression, severe treatment-resistant depression. So patients that have had multiple medications. I mean, we treat patients that, haven't necessarily been on a lot of medications for depression, one because they had a lot of side effects from the medications, or they just don't want those medications. They don't want to be on medications.
Is this covered by insurance?
No, it's not. The next thing is it's not FDA approved, and therefore insurance companies won't pay for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But doctors are using this everywhere. In many places.
Yeah.
To help with people with depression, mm-hmm. PTSD, and all this. I imagine just if with that treatment, when it works on somebody, that they when they walk out, what a relief to them.
Yeah,
that blackness is gone, or that darkness, I should say.
They're very appreciative. It's satisfying to see.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. So, Casey, from the mainstream view here,
well, you know, I think, behavioral health medicine is obviously evolving and trying different avenues to resolve depression or, you know, somehow contain schizophrenia and it's always been some type of therapy or some type of medications, and we all know the medications is not always the answer. Especially when a person is on the medications and they've been taking them for a while, and then for whatever reason they stop, and stopping cold turkey just leads to usually a hospitalization or some type of treatment that, you know, an acute intervention. So, if there's other avenues that we can explore, like TMS or like ketamine, to help these people and give them a more long-term solution, then, you know, we're all for it in the mainstream, and definitely they're looking at ways to reduce mental health stays in hospitals and reduce the length of stay as well. So I think there's a place for, you know, any type of avenue like this that has some evidence-based component, because there are a lot of people doing ketamine across the country. So
now, people with, you know, because our jails and prisons are filled with people with mental problems. But some of them, like bipolar and schizophrenia, I mean, this isn't going to do anything for them. But
no.
But
no.
There's others that could, this could really help people and keep them out of jail, maybe.
Yeah, depression is a serious condition, unfortunately. And so this is one more tool in the toolbox to try to deal with.
Well, that's it. You got to try everything. Okay. I'm here with Dr. Jim Taggart, and we've been talking about ketamine procedures that help people with depression, PTSD, and Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two separate divisions under one roof. Judy's been helping people, families, veterans, business owners, you name it, since 1993. If you want a second opinion on your homeowner's insurance that you may be losing, or your retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's a KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Tuesday, the 11th of July, 8:34 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. It's time to be clearing your property if you haven't done it already, and they've got the equipment that can help you with that. Small to large, side-by-sides if you want to go for a little ride in the woods or whatever, but tractors, skid steers, backhoes, they have them. And you do it all, they do it local. Locally owned, locally operated by a young family. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, or in, give them a call at 530-221-6800. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Okay, I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Jim Taggart, who is head of the emergency room, but then also we're talking about his practice he has here. And we talked about ketamine being something that was approved in 2003 that they're using for depression and PTSD in this. But then there's the other technology you're using.
Yeah. TMS, which is short for transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Yeah.
And it's FDA approved, so the difference between, one of the differences between this and ketamine is that it's approved by most insurances. Mm-hmm. The trick there, though, is that there's always a lot of loopholes you have to jump through for patients to be quote candidates, you know. Mm-hmm. They have to have so many medication trials and attempts at treating their depression. So this is really for severe treatment resistant depression, unipolar depression. It's not for bipolar illness, or at least at this time it's not FDA approved for other psychiatric conditions other than OCD. It is approved for OCD, but TMS is, interestingly, the response rates and remission rates for TMS are in the literature is very similar to what is what you see for ketamine, which I thought was interesting. Yeah.
And so you have obviously device put on your head.
Yeah, you have a magnet coil that you place over a specific area of the left frontal scalp and provide multiple rapid magnetic impulses. And what that does is it sends these magnetic impulses, creates a current in the nerves and causes neuron depolarization, resulting in a whole number of different changes in the brain.
What's the number of treatments and how long is the course?
So the course is basically you need treatment every day for 5 days a week for 4 weeks, and then you have an additional couple of weeks of tapering treatments. So generally it takes, we've got the newer MagStim machine that will provide theta burst, which is also FDA approved, so it shortened the treatment time down from like 45 minutes to 5 minutes. So the good thing about a TMS is you don't need someone to drop you off and pick you up like you do with ketamine, Once you've had ketamine, you're pretty much done for the day. You're not going to be able to drive or operate machinery or go back to work. TMS, you can do all those things.
Are you seeing a lot of patients get off of medications with TMS?
No, we keep them on their medications. Okay. I have been able to get some patients off their medications with ketamine, but we haven't tried that yet with the TMS. We generally keep them on their medications.
So that also helps with depression and PTSD and all of these things.
For TMS, it's really for right now for OCD.
OCD. Okay.
OCD and treatment-resistant depression. That's what's FDA approved. They're using TMS for a whole number of other things, and they're studying it in addiction medicine. It's been FDA approved for short-term smoking cessation. It's going to be the wave of the future, I believe, for a lot of the psychiatric care that we're providing.
The addiction in people, are some people, they're born with a propensity to be addicted to things? Or is it a learned behavior?
Well, that's...
That's a pretty far-reaching question right there. But because you hear people say, I've had an addictive personality. I mean, do you? I mean, is there such a thing?
I think people are predisposition to addiction. And I think there's probably many different subsets of reasons that end up with a particular person having an addiction. Right, whether it's alcohol or drugs or gambling or sex, and it has to do with reward pleasure circuits in the brain
that are
not functioning.
What's the biggest population that you're seeing accessing TMS as far as referral sources and?
We're accepting referrals, and we do a lot of work with the VA. So we accept referrals. We're getting referrals from the VA for ketamine and TMS. And that's one of the reasons why I did this is because I noticed a lot of people are falling through the cracks here in Shasta County, especially in regards to not only primary care, but you know, psychiatric care. And so there is such a huge need here. And so that's why I added on the TMS, because not everyone can do ketamine and not everyone can do TMS.
And that would kind of warrant a conversation with their PCP or their therapist or anybody about trying to access that.
Yep. The therapist or primary care provider can refer them to us. If a patient calls and wants to learn more, we can educate them about it and get in touch with their primary care doctor to see if they're a candidate.
What's the number that they call?
Oh, man.
Oh, gotcha.
We'll get
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
I'll look it up for
you. We'll give you that later on.
I don't have an internet connection.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break here and we'll come back and finish up. This portion of the show brought to you by House of Realty. House Realty is the flagship of real estate. They've been around, they've been here the longest by far, 56 or 57 years. House Realty, for all of your real estate needs, be it commercial or home or whether you're buying or selling or more, House Realty, they're located at 1707 Placer Street, and give them a call at 530-241-8300. We'll be right back.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends,
neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here for our last segment, 8:47 in the morning, about, oh gosh, about 76 degrees out there, going up to balmy 99 today. 8:47 in the morning, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow, the general plan, you know, the city of Redding is hosting a number of sessions for its general plan information and providing an opportunity for members of Redding community to learn about the city's general plan for 2023 through 2045 and what changes have been made during the update and what can be expected. So the meeting tomorrow will be at Old City Hall right here on Market Street, across from our studios. And you'll get a chance. It starts at 5:15 to find out what the plan is and make comments and what Redding's going to look like in 20 to 25 years. So that's tomorrow. It starts at 5:15. It's going to go to around 6:30, and it's going to be at Old City Hall. All right. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, and Dr. Jim Taggart. He's got the emergency room, but he's also got Shasta Meadows. Did I get that right?
Yes. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
Wellness Center. We've been talking about Ketan,
Ketamine and
TMS. And TMS. Now we have a phone number that people can reach.
It's 445-8304.
8304. Yeah, they're both got their phones out. Casey, can we go back and readdress the new doctors you have here?
Yeah.
13, I think it's
13. Yeah, so we have, again, it's a 3-year program. We have 8 first-year residents that started on the 5th of July, and then we have 5 second-year as well.
Okay.
And so they'll be, after January 1st, we'll wind up having 24 hours of residency coverage in the hospital and available to the floors for immediate response.
And they just live across the street, right?
There's some transitional housing that we've set up for them. It's in, we call it the Shasta House now, and it's, a building that we've used over the years for different uses. And so this one we thought, considering there's a little bit of a shortage of rentals up here. And so we wanted them to get on, get boots on the ground, get into a routine with school before they have to start looking for, housing. And this gives them an opportunity to do that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And then they're really close, too.
They are really close.
You can, what's their day look like?
So they start at 7 a.m. They basically will go up and see patients and do their assessments and then present their assessments to one of the faculty members that's overseeing them that day. And then... It helps our providers, our physicians also. It gives them a lot more efficiency and they could do a deeper dive on the patient than time would allow for under normal circumstances. So, these programs do a lot with regard to quality and the hospital and helping us, move patients through the continuum faster. And so, we're looking forward to kind of benefiting from some of that as well. So the afternoons, they go to what's called the continuity clinic, and we have multiple sites, like we talked about, where they'll see patients. And that concept is for them to try to see patients that they've seen in the hospital, where they just, because that whole concept of once you're discharged, you should be seen by your primary care doctor within 7 days, or you have a much higher likelihood of being readmitted to the hospital. And they do a lot of reconciliation of what happens to you in the hospital during that visit. They'll look at your medications, make sure they're appropriate, make sure you have your medications. There's a lot of barriers to that in this town too. So, I just encourage anybody who's been hospitalized, you should get in to see your PCP, at least within 7 days. And if you don't have a PCP, you just ask the nurses and the social workers, and they'll set you up with one. So it helps us with capacity in the clinic too, which is good. So we can see more patients.
Do they work the emergency room?
They do rotations.
They'll be rotating with us.
Yep.
The emergency room. I remember during COVID, it was empty. Well, not maybe empty,
well,
but it was pretty empty.
It was pretty empty,
and which really had a severe impact on people's health.
Right.
So how many people do you see?
We're seeing 90 to 100 plus a day.
Yeah, it's getting back to pre-COVID levels.
And what are the things you see the most of?
We see a lot of strokes. We're a stroke center. We're a chest pain, accredited chest pain center.
Right.
So we see a lot of chest pain, a lot of heart attacks, and we see a lot of elderly. We see kids, all ages.
How about
trauma,
homeless,
traumatic?
A lot of homeless.
We see a lot of homeless.
They come through there.
Yeah, a lot of homeless, a lot of drugs. A lot of, and of course we have our behavioral health center, and we see a lot of psychiatry every day.
And y'all are taking some of these worst cases.
Well, yeah, I mean we're the only inpatient unit in town, so that has patients. They like to put patients here in our behavioral health unit that also need access to care from the medicine doctors as well. So. We're kind of the one-stop shop there, and they can get a lot of their conditions addressed that might be comorbidities that you wouldn't be able to address in a freestanding mental health facility. So that's why we're one of the providers of choice.
Well, and they're admitted for 72 hours or longer.
Well, it depends what their hold is. It could be, you know, the 72-hour hold is the one of the tools that providers have. The county has to hold people so if they're a danger to themselves or others. And then there's a 5250. That's a 5150. There's a 5250, which is a 14-day hold in case, you know, we need more time. You know, a lot of these drugs that people are using have a, you know, it takes them a while to ramp up and also takes a while for them to half-life to, for them to come down off of drugs and off of the drug that they're trying. So, you know, we try to get people in, get them back on the drug that's worked for them and then get them into an outpatient setting as soon as we can. So that's the plan.
Can we talk about fentanyl a little bit? What do you see in there, Dr. Taggart?
Yeah, we've increased our dosing, you know, of Narcan just because of the fentanyl that we see out there. Obviously the police and everyone else has it in their toolkit, shall you say.
Well, it's to save them, too.
Yeah,
exactly. I saw a segment, a news statement on a guy selling fentanyl down in San Francisco. He says, yeah, but... You know, I tell them they shouldn't take more than they, you know, they can handle, and then I show them how to use Narcan. And it's like he's providing a public service. And it's like, when I saw that, I thought, this guy's on TV. He's selling fentanyl, and he's still selling it after being on TV.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous drug. And that's the problem with, you know, using non-prescribed and non-supervised by a provider, stuff like that, that you just... It's just dangerous and absorbs through your skin. It has a whole it's just like opening Pandora's boxes, this stuff. It's just a really bad
idea. What was fentanyl originally used for?
I used it in the hospital.
You do?
Yeah.
For pain.
For pain. Yeah. Okay, yeah. For pain. Yeah. Controlled, though.
Yeah, very.
As
very
opposed
controlled.
To somebody trying, like that young boy, that 13-year-old that was buying a perk.
Well, and that's the problem.
And they gave him a full dose of fentanyl and killed him right here in town.
And that's the problem is, the drug dealers don't have a quality assurance program or quality control, you know, so half the time they don't know what they're doing when they're mixing stuff up. And that's a variable you don't want to expose yourself to.
You know, and it's a, and they're mixing it with other.
That's right.
Addictive drugs and chemicals that it makes you wonder how people survive this. I mean, I wonder if we have...
A lot of them aren't. That's the sad part.
Is anybody keeping track of everybody that dies of drug overdoses here?
Sure.
All the hospitals, and I guess who else would do that?
The states do. The states keep track of that stuff. The federal government does as well. And I think I saw... Like 2021, there was like 70,000 casualties from opioids.
I think it was
right.
Over 100.
Right?
Yeah, that number sounds right.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
It's higher than that now.
Yeah, I saw 100,000 died of overdose.
In 2022?
Yeah. And that and a lot of it had to do with COVID.
You know, and you know, that's twice the number of people that were killed in Vietnam. I mean, this is bad for this country, what's happening with this fentanyl. It's got to stop. Got to figure it out.
I'm not going to get into the fact it's coming across a pretty loose border.
Right.
But it's coming up. That's and right. Even Newsom was saying when he was going to deploy the National Guard to help try and protect, you know, keep that border, you know, less porous. And I'm not sure. And then San Francisco has had something like an 80% rise in deaths because of this. And
yeah, there's a lot of costs associated with this. This epidemic as well, so it's we're going to have to figure it out because it's not going to have a good ending.
No, and then because every time you think that you're trying to get your arms around it, a new drug of choice comes in.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Okay, so, but the good news is, of course, is that people with depression can go see Dr. Taggart, and this stuff is working, ketamine and TMS. TMS, yeah. And the fact we've got 13 new residents there at Shasta Regional. Right. Next year we're going to get...
Next year we'll have 8 more, so we should be up to 21 at that point.
How many can you take?
Well, 24.
24.
Plus we're also starting a psychiatry residency program as well, so they'll be able to help us on the behavioral health unit.
Well,
yeah.
Exciting healing stuff. Starts here.
Correct.
I say that every so often. Yeah. Tomorrow, we're going to have with us will be the Chamber of Commerce. And also Cornerstone Community Bank at 7 o'clock has got their business of the month. And it's going to be Ted Bambino here with his fencing company. And I know, I've known Ted for a couple of years now because of Reading Rodeo Association. And so we get to talk about his business instead of that. And then Jake Mangus will come in and talk about all the things that are going on in our city around here and all the businesses that are prospering, or what do we expect to see in the next year?
Yeah, they're doing a good job over at the chamber.
Well, nice, you know, well, you're on the...
I've termed out, so hopefully, hopefully they'll have me back next time. You know, we have term limits on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, believe it or not.
Really? Never asked me if I wanted to be on it.
Oh, I'm sure I could hook you up with that if you're truly interested. We could make that happen. It's pretty interesting stuff. Actually,
we've been watching, you know, where our location is. We've just been watching it grow like crazy down here. I mean, you can't get away from it. So, not that you want to.
It's impressive.
Thank you so much for being
thank
with
you.
Us today,
yeah,
gentlemen.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be 99, and like we said, embrace it and take care of yourself. God bless America.
But I won't back down.